Hello, and welcome to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today is one of my favourite passages found in sacred scripture. It's worth taking it out again and reflecting deeply upon it. Come to me, all you who labour and are overburdened, and I will give you rest. Shoulder my yoke and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Yes, my yoke is easy and my burden light. It's a very medicinal passage for the soul. When our souls are heavy and tired and hurting, it is a great passage to make us stop and do that one essential. Spend time in silence with the Lord, with blatant warmth and fire and light, with the Consoler. It is one of the most important because it highlights the core not just of Christian living, but of human necessity. Resting in the Creator who loves and knows who I am. And this rest gives rest. Because we don't have to do anything. We don't have to prove anything. We can just rest, loved and held. And the burdens are eased and the wounds salved. This is why this text is so crucial. We're meant to be doing it every day for a long time. We need it. And it is no accident that it comes straight after the sentence where Jesus praises the Father for revealing to the little ones what is hidden to the great and the wise. Happiness is not found in being great and wise. Happiness is found in Jesus, in dwelling with Him and the Father and the Holy Spirit at the heart of the Trinity. All the saints are great, of course. But these great ones of ours all say the same thing. Rest in Christ. Remain in Christ. Abandon yourself to Christ. And as Jesus says, you will find rest for your soul. Our hearts were made for you, O Lord, and they are restless until they rest in you, says St. Augustine. Pray with great confidence, based upon the goodness and infinite generosity of God, and upon the promises of Jesus Christ. God is a spring of living water which flows unceasingly into the hearts of those who pray, says St. Louis de Montfort. Truly the way of the Lord is Jesus meek and humble of heart. It is an extraordinary way. If we are meek and humble of heart, He will pierce our hearts quietly, and we will receive streams of living water of compassion. And we will be transported to eternal life, says the servant of God, Pierre Gossa. My friends, let us urgently review our life today and make sure every day we have at least 10 minutes of silence, 10 minutes of peace and security and love, with Jesus, who really is standing there all the time, wanting to spend time with us. Let us pray. O God, who in the abasement of your Son have raised up a fallen world, fill your faithful with holy joy, for on those you have rescued from slavery to sin you bestow eternal gladness. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.